ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali عليه الصلاة والسلام, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being. A brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام يا ابن آدم كن وصي نفسك في مالك واعمل فيه ما تؤثر أن يعمل فيه من بعدك.
Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali alayhi salam, said, O son of Adam, be your own representative in the matter of your property, and do about it whatever you want to be done with it after your death.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program is To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Dear friends, we find that one of the things which is a little bit hidden regarding the life and the universal persona of Imam Ali is the fact that he was wealthy. Now, the reason that this fact seems to be hidden from many people is because we tend to focus primarily upon the fact that Imam Ali's clothes were patched, Imam Ali's sandals were torn, and there weren't that many luxuries, if any at all, in the house. But this does not mean that Imam Ali alayhi salam was not wealthy. In reality, Imam Ali gave his wealth on the path of Allah for the sake of Allah.
And so this is the perfect example of one who has been able to acquire wealth, but then gives it upon the path of Allah. And on the other hand, we have individuals who, rather than spending from what they have on the path of Allah, they decide to amass wealth, especially to the detriment of others. But even if it wasn't a detriment to others, amassing wealth is something which is looked down upon. Imam Ali says that those who amass wealth are dead, even though they may be living, while those endowed with knowledge will remain as long as the world lives. Their bodies are not available, but their figures exist in the hearts. In such an amazing way, Imam Ali alayhi salam has said that if you amass wealth, you are considered to be dead. Why do you continue to amass wealth? And why is this idea of the dead here being referred to? Well, the people that are alive do not receive any kind of benefit from someone who is dead. And likewise, one who amasses wealth, the people that are around him, they do not receive any kind of benefit. And so, yes, one who amasses wealth is considered to be dead. But who are the ones that are considered to be living? And they are considered to be living as long as the world lives? They are those who have been endowed with knowledge. And even though their bodies are not available, their figures exist in the hearts. One such example, dear friends, is the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, who, despite his body not being available, and not just his body and physical presence is not available, for thousands of years, but we find that he lives in the hearts of every single believer. And as long as the world lives, the knowledge endowed by Allah to Imam Ali alayhi salam will live just as long. A very beautiful, interesting lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRabi English Radio, the program To My Brother. I'm Atta, the producer of this program, and at this moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم إن قلوب المخبتين إليك والها وسبل الراغبين إليك.
O Allah, verily the hearts of those who surrender to Thee are full of passionate love. The path of those who long for Thee is the straight, true road. The instructions given by those who lead on Thee are distinct and precise. The minds of those who are aware of Thy reality are filled with awe and reverence. The call of those who invite unto Thee is loud and clear, and the doors of approval are kept open for them. Whoso submits his supplication to Thee receives a favorable answer. Whoso turns repentant unto Thee gets acceptance and amnesty. Whoso bursts into tears in fear of Thy punishment obtains mercy. Whoso seeks redress from Thee finds the required assistance at his disposal. Whoso asks for Thy help procures the aid as a gift. Thy promise made with Thy servants is fulfilled. Whoso asks for pardon of his errors finds them reduced to nothing. Whoso does everything for Thy sake discovers that each and every deed has been preserved. The means of livelihood available to the created being, come from thee, like a rainfall. And in addition, many recurring favors and bounties reach them in regular succession. The sin of those who ask for forgiveness are overlooked. The wants and needs of all that which has been created by thee are properly satisfied. Those who put forward genuine demands get more than they ask for, one after the other, again and again. For the hungry, wholesome food is arranged. For the thirsty, clean water is available in abundance.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبيب لها ولا راغي
Now let's listen to Brother Muhammad Al-Hilli, who's going to talk about today's topic.
Whilst inside the shrine of Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, the visitor is recommended to busy themselves and engage with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it's through the recitation of the Quran or through a number of important supplications, invocations, and ziyaras that indeed establish this connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the remembrance of the Ahl al-Bayt. Here, for example, we are in the Sahan, or the courtyard, so to speak, of Sayyida Fatima within the shrine of Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. And a visitor here is recommended to recite a number of supplications and ziyaras. One could recite Dua al-Sabah, the supplication for the morning from Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, or Ziyarat Ashura, Ziyarat Warith, Ziyarat al-Jami' al-Kabira, Hadith al-Kisa, Dua Kumail ibn Ziyad, Dua al-Nudba, Dua al-Samat, Dua al-Tawassul, the Munajat of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. This and many other supplications are highly recommended. But of course, one of the most crucial is one that is referred to as Ziyarat Aminullah. And the Ziyarah continues until the Dua begins. Allahumma. Inna qulubal mukhbitina ilayka waliha. O Allah, the heart of a mukhbit is yearning towards you. Now, a mukhbit is somebody whose heart trembles when they remember Allah. It is a state of humility and tawadhu and khushu'. Wabashshir al mukhbitin, the Quran says. Wasubul al raghibin ilayka shari'a. That the way of those who seek you are established. وَعْلَامَ الْقَاصِدِينَ إِلَيْكَ وَاضِحَ. And the means of those who are looking for you is crystal clear. Then at the end, it says, اللَّهُمَّ فَاسْتَجِبْ دُعَائِي. Ya Allah, accept my supplication and my devotion. وَاجْمَعْ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ أَوْلِيَائِي. And bring me closer to those whom I love. The holy Ahl al-Bayt, those whom I've displayed highest levels of loyalty and allegiance, bihaqqi Muhammadin wa Ali wa Fatima wa al-Hasani wa al-Husayn, by the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima wa al-Hasani wa al-Husayn, innaka waliyu ni'mai wa muntaha manai munai wa ghayatu raja'i fi munqalabi wa mathwai. This particular supplication is truly wonderful and mesmerizing. And the visitor lives this feeling of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this feeling of beseeching Him, this feeling of servitude that Amir al-Mu'mineen wanted us to feel when he comes forward and says and speaks to Allah and he says to Him, Ilahi, kafani, fakhran, an akuna laka abda. Ya Allah, it is a matter of pride for me that I am your servant. وَكَفَانِي عَزًّا أَن تَكُونَ لِي رَبَّا. And it's a matter of dignity for me and strength that you are my Lord. أَنْتَ كَمَا أُحِبْ فَاجْعَلْنِي كَمَا تُحِبْ. You are exactly how I want you to be, so make me how you want me to be.
Mm-hmm.
listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.